While I find my space where I'm going to be reading from, as always, anyone who wants to do some craft, please feel free to go and do it. The passage I'm going to read is of Jesus and the disciples. And it doesn't specify where Jesus is with his disciples. So I want to give you three possible alternatives of where you can imagine you're sitting. Now, if you are an active, outdoorsy sort of person, not looking at anyone in particular, Simon, you might have just climbed a mountain with him. You've just got a beautiful view, the sun's shining, you're sitting down for a little break and having a little chat, the way that you do when you're with your mates. Or maybe you're on a beach because you've just been, you know, fishing maybe, and you're sat there, not looking at anyone in particular like Mark, and you're sat there on the beach with a bit of a barbecue, just the sun's going down, you've had a great day, and you're just chatting around the, like you do. Or maybe you've just been to a function, because Jesus went, I think that if Jesus sort of was accused of fraternising and talking to people who were drunk, the drunkards, then maybe he went down the pub, or whatever their equivalent was. So maybe you're down the pub, or you've been to a party, and you're just having a chat. Didn't say he drank, but he did go there. So, think where you might be talking with Jesus, because you're all his disciples. So we're all sit there with Jesus. Now, I'm reading from Luke's Gospel when I find it. And it's Luke 17. Now, I chose this when I was thinking about what should we do today. I thought, well, it's February, March. It's planting time, so I was looking for something with the seeds. And Mark did a very good preach on mustard seeds, which I would recommend you listen to if you haven't already. But I'm also going to talk about mustard seeds, but it will be slightly different. So, in Luke 17, verse 1, one day Jesus said to his disciples, "There will always be temptations to sin, but sorrow awaits the person who does the tempting. It would be better to be thrown into the sea with a millstone hung around your neck than to cause one of these little ones to fall into sin. So watch yourselves. If another believer sins, rebuke that person, and then if there is repentance, forgive. Even if that person wrongs you seven times a day and each time turns again and asks forgiveness, you must forgive." Now, I don't know about you, but I think those are pretty hard things to hear. And so what do the disciples replied, "Lord, show us how to increase our faith," because they didn't feel that they were up to doing it either. And this is where God says, "If you have faith even as small as a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'May you be uprooted and planted into the sea,' and it would obey you." I'm just going to wait for... It's all right, we'll wait, we'll wait.
Who's that? Answer it. Who's that?
Okay, right. So... when I was going back to Mark's teaching and about trees... He said about a mustard tree growing to the biggest tree in the forest. So I looked up, what is the biggest tree? Does anybody know what it is? It's got a name even. It is a Californian redwood. Do you know what the name is? It is a sequoia. It is called Hyperion. It was discovered in 2019 and it is tall. It's over 130 metres tall. Now, do you any idea how big that is? So just to put it into context, has everybody been down to Gun Wharf? Everybody know how big the Lipstick Tower is? You've seen that? That is 100 metres. So this big tree is bigger than that, is taller than that, than the Lipstick Tower by several stories. So that gives you how big it is now. Can you guess how big the seed of a sequoia tree is? Does anybody know? Give me a size. Bigger than a mustard seed. And it's smaller than the biggest. It's not the biggest seed. Anyone get what? Pardon? Well, tell me a thing that would be 1 centimetre. Are you talking about a sugar cube? It's smaller than a sugar. Pardon? Smaller than a ping pong ball. Smaller than an acorn. Smaller than about the size of an apple seed. It was a grain of rice. So that's how tall the seed you need to grow the tallest tree. So, you don't need a lot to grow something big. Now, getting back. When I read this, the Bible to prepare, I read several versions, none of which was the one I've just read out now. But in the old versions, it doesn't say mulberry tree, it says a sycamine. Does anybody know what a sycamine tree is? It's not a sycamore tree. I had to look it up because I was reading the King James Version, because that's a version I always read if I want to sort of study a difference, because it always makes me think, because I've got to translate some of the words. It's a fig tree, yes. It's a sort of fig tree. Well done. This man's done his studying. So, a fig tree or a mulberry tree, and it could have been any of those things. Basically, we don't know what sort of a tree it was, but it was a tree that produced fruit and was probably quite common wherever Jesus was with his disciples, either in the courtyard of his place, on the beach, up the mountain. There were trees everywhere. So, when Jesus is saying to his disciples, you can do this. He's saying, now, I'm going to lose my track of thought. At the time that Jesus says this to them about picking up a mulberry tree, which is smaller than a mountain, however big the mulberry tree is and however big your mountain is, I think we can all agree that a tree is smaller. So, less giving. But they're not asking for faith to do big. They've done the impossible, because when Jesus says this, he's already sent them out. They've seen him perform miracles, and if we believe Luke's gospel, which I'll digress again, Luke's gospel is written in the form of a story. It starts off with the beginning, and it goes through Jesus is born, what does he do? He has the beginnings of his ministry. He sends his disciples out. He has these talks with them, and then he goes to his death. Rises again. And this book was so well written that whoever it was written for said, what happened next? And so Luke wrote the book of Acts, which told what happened next to the disciples. Anyway, as I said, I'm digressing. So when this has been spoken to, Jesus, his disciples have already gone out in twos, and they've already seen healings, they've seen miracles, but it's still hard for them to actually hear this hard truth about forgiveness and that bad things are going to happen. It's not all going to be okay. And to be careful what you say. Because you don't, and this is something that sort of like whenever I stand up here, I'm always very careful, conscious that I don't want to say anything that's not what God wants me to say. And I'm very aware that forgiveness is hard. There are a lot of people have horrible things happen to them, and it's not easy to forgive. But Jesus reassures you that you only need a little bit of forgiveness, little bit of faith, because he will supply the rest. If you don't have to go further than saying, God, help me, and he will. So I just want to sort of say that very quickly. Your faith, Jesus will give you the faith, and I want you to spend some time thinking about what is the area that you need your faith to grow in. And then afterwards, in just a few minutes to do that, I would like you to, either if you want some prayer, because you want to find someone to pray with. And then if you do, in fact, I'd encourage you to find someone to pray with. And then in next week, get together and say, how did you get on? Has anything changed in this situation? Whether you're praying for healing, whether you want to exercise your gift of healing, have you found somebody that you can pray for? If you found a situation hard, have you found it a bit easier? What's encouraged you this week? And then I'd like you to go to the back, if you want to, you don't have to, but I've got sunflower seeds you can plant. I've got cress seeds you can plant. So just go and plant a seed, so it's your seed of faith, and see how big your little seed grows, and watch your faith growing through the weeks to come. Thank you for listening.